Topic 1. Technique 17, using the results of a trial and error effort as supporting evidence. The results of a trial and error effort has some similarities to experimental evidence. However, experiments are carried out to obtain information, such as to confirm or refute a hypothesis. A trial and error effort is focused on obtaining a goal. Nevertheless, both experiments and trial and error efforts can provide useful information for a topic in a writing project or for supporting evidence for statements in a document. The trial and error process is the technique that is used when an individual is engaged in a trial and error effort. The trial and error process is essentially a problem-solving and goal-attainment technique, as well as a learning strategy. Thus, with this technique, the goal can be to solve a problem, obtain an objective, to learn new material, or to develop a skill. The trial and error process involves carrying out the activities to obtain the goal and evaluating the resulting feedback. If the feedback indicates less than optimal results, the goal-related activities are modified to increase the chances of obtaining the goal. At a more sophisticated level, any equipment or materials that are used with the goal-related activities might also be changed or improved based on less than optimal results. Subtopic: simple examples of the trial and error process. At the simplest level, the trial and error process can involve modifying hand movements in a series of trials to obtain a goal. When the hand movements appear to be inadequate, excessive or inaccurate, corrections are made to maximize the chances of obtaining the goal. A simple example is threading a needle. Another example is trying to put a key in a lock when the lighting is inadequate. A slightly more complex example of a trial and error process involved developing a skill that is based on proper hand, body, and eye movements. When the feedback from a practice session indicates less than optimal results, hand, body, and eye movements are corrected to increase the chances of obtaining the goal. Some examples are learning to drive an automobile, fly a plane, or operate a crane. Formal classroom studies and conventional testing can also be used as an example of a trial and error process. The test results represent the feedback, and if less than optimal, good students might do one or more of the following to increase the chances of obtaining a good grade: modify study strategies, increase the time spent studying, and focus their studies to eliminate specific weaknesses they have in a specific course. Subtopic: examples of goals that may require the trial and error process. Some examples of goals that are likely to require the trial and error process are presented below. Some of the more complex goals on this list require expert knowledge and skills, and special equipment, in addition to the trial and error process. The list starts with simple goals and proceeds to the more complex examples. Assembling a jigsaw puzzle. Searching for information on the web. Finding your way out of the woods. Developing a skill. Solving an unusual problem. Creating a work of art. Finding employment. Starting a business. Designing and building an invention. Searching for oil or mineral deposits. Creating a new medicine. Developing a new product, medication, or service suitable for mass production and sales to the general consumer. Subtopic: obtaining goals with the trial and error process, with your knowledge and experience, and / or with instructions. Most goals involve at least some trial and error, including personal, business, industrial, and scientific objectives. This includes most learning goals, especially when it involves computer technology, symbolic logic, mathematics, physics, and chemistry. However, if you are knowledgeable and experienced in obtaining a specific goal, there will be little if any trial and error. On the other hand, if you lack knowledge or experience, your goal attainment effort will probably require a great deal of trial and error. If you have a perfect set of instructions to obtain a specific goal, you might have little if any need for trial and error. Conversely, if the instructions are less than perfect or difficult to comprehend, You might have to use the trial and error process, to some degree, to obtain the goal.